Noticing how you contact the floor. And how the floor contacts you. Does your weight rest fully on the earth? Or are there parts of you that are just taking a little more time to settle, just noticing? And as you're noticing yourself settling to the floor, notice your breathing. Without doing anything to change it, but just noticing how it comes and goes, what kind of rhythm it has, whether you spend more time on the exhalation or on the inhalation. And how easy your breathing feels. Sensing your feet, how does your right foot contact the floor compared to your left? How do you sense your left foot compared to your right? How do you sense your right leg lying? Are there any spaces between it and the floor? How long does the right leg feel? How is it connected to your upper body? And notice how your left leg feels. How your left leg lies. What spaces are there between the left leg and the floor? How the left leg is connected to your upper body. Notice any differences you feel between the two legs and two feet. Sensing the pelvis resting on the floor and your back, the lower back, the middle back, your back between your shoulder blades, your shoulders themselves, your left arm. How does your left arm lie compared to your right? Are there any differences in the way your two arms lie? What are they? Do your shoulders feel equal? Sense the distance from your right shoulder to your right ear, and the distance from your left shoulder to your left ear. The weight of your head on the floor, somewhere between your two ears. The space behind your neck, the forward curve of the spine of your neck. And let your attention run down your spine, sensing where your spine touches the floor and where it is raised from the floor. Noticing the length of your spine. And does it really run straight down the middle of your back? Or does it feel as though your spine waves a bit from side to side here and there? sensing your spine, noticing your breathing. Each pair of ribs that might move as you breathe is attached to your spine at the back. Can you sense those places where the ribs join the spine on the right and on the left? Can you sense the sternum, which the other end of the ribs attaches to in the front of your chest? The top five pairs of ribs attach to the sternum individually. And the next five pairs kind of form a web and join collectively to the lower end of your sternum and form the arch that makes the V shape of your rib cage. And sense your belly as you breathe. And gently try lifting your head lightly from the floor, just a tiny bit, and putting it down again, just to find out how heavy is it. And how do you lift it? What engages, what works to raise the head away from the floor? If you have a sore neck, this may be a movement that you don't even want to try. Just notice that. Does thinking about it make you uncomfortable? Leave that and bend your legs up, stand the feet on the floor, and then try the same thing again. Just try to lift the head a tiny bit and put it down, unless that feels really uncomfortable. Does it happen in any differently now that the legs are bent? Is it a little bit lighter? Do you lift it from a different place? Or is it the same? And then leave that and interlace your hands and put your interlaced hands behind your head. And now use your arms to lift the head. So bring the elbows to point towards the ceiling first. So the arms cradle the head. And then use the arms to lift the head. And notice how this changes the feeling of lifting the head. For anyone that it isn't possible to lift the head on its own, you will probably be finding that now you can lift your head. And as you lift your head and lower it again, have a sense of how the contact your back makes with the floor changes as you lift the head and changes back again as you lower it. And if you just lift your head with your arms, that amount that feels really available and easy, how high are you lifting your head? Half a centimeter, 3 centimeters, more or less? What limits this movement? What stops you from lifting your head so high that you could end up sitting up, for example? What do you do with your breathing? Do this a few more times. How are you breathing as you lift the head, and how are you breathing as you lower it again? When does the air go out? When you lift or when you lower the head? And then leave it, bring your arms and legs down and rest. And as you're resting, noticing if anything about the way your lying has changed. And then when you're ready, bend your legs up again and stand the feet on the floor. And this time, bring your right hand behind your head and bring the pads of your left fingers onto your sternum, somewhere on your sternum. And you might just take your left fingers up and down the length of your sternum just to familiarize yourself with how long it is. It goes all the way down to your solar plexus and all the way up to the base of your throat. And see if you can leave the left hand with the fingers resting on the sternum and the elbow resting on the floor somewhere. And begin to lift your head with your right hand. So you bring your right elbow forwards, and then you use the right arm to lift the head. And your left fingers are just monitoring your sternum. Do your left fingers feel movement in the sternum where they're resting now? Move the left fingers a little bit further down or up, somewhere different on your sternum. And continue lifting your head with your right arm. Does your sternum move in this place as well? More or less? Take your time with each movement and make sure that your head goes right back down to the floor and that you release all the effort used to lift it up before you lift it again, so that you can really feel how you organize to do the movement. Move the fingers, the left fingers, to a different place on your sternum. And keep doing that. Keep moving the fingers every time you lift the head, just to check. Does the sternum move the same all along its length? Or do some places feel softer and more pliable, or harder and more rigid than others? And notice how you're breathing as you lift your head now. Is your breathing settling into a particular pattern with the movement? When are you exhaling? And then change your arms over. So you put the left hand behind the head and the right hand on the sternum, and do the same thing, but now you're, of course, you're lifting your head with your other arm, and your right fingers are the ones that are sensing movement in the sternum. Do your right fingers get the same results as your left ones did? Do you lift your head in the same sort of way with your left arm as you did with your right? And when are you exhaling? Are you exhaling as you lift the head or as you put it back down again? And with your breathing, do the opposite a few times. So if you were exhaling as you lift the head, try inhaling as you lift the head. Does that affect the movement of the sternum under your right fingers? Leave it and rest. Bring your arms and legs down and rest. And notice what you feel. Are there any new sensations? Any change in your contact with the floor? Any change in the way you breathe? Bend your legs again and stand the feet on the floor. Interlace both hands behind your head. And let's do the movement we did at the beginning of lifting the head with both hands. And see how that feels now. Is your head getting lighter? Can you feel how the sternum is part of this movement? Do you exhale when you lift the head or exhale when you lower it? Try exhaling as you lift the head and inhaling it as you put it down again. Open your eyes and look at the ceiling as you lift your head. Does looking at the ceiling change anything about the way you feel the movement of lifting your head? And then, next time you lift your head, look down between your knees. Does that change anything about the way you lift your head or the amount of effort needed to lift your head? Does your head suddenly feel lighter when you look down between your knees as you lift the head? Next time you lift your head, try looking at your hairline. So that means looking upward. Turn your eyes to look up to the top of your forehead. And then again, a couple of times, look down between your knees or towards your navel. Can you feel what part of your back is pressing into the floor when you lift your head? Can you exaggerate that bit of your back that presses into the floor when you lift your head and press it a little harder? Leave it and have another rest. How do you feel your breathing now? When you're ready, bend your legs and stand your feet on the floor again. Bring your right hand behind your head and turn your head to the left. So that means your right hand will be holding your left ear or somewhere there. And then as you exhale, bring your right elbow forward and lift your head with your face turned to the left. Maybe it doesn't lift so high, but see if you can lift your head a little bit away from the floor and then put it down again as you inhale. And then as you exhale, you lift the head, keeping the face turned to the left. And maybe it turns a little more to the left as you lift. And feel which part of your back is pressing the floor now. And then leave your head down, bring your arm down, rest with your legs bent for a moment. Turn your face to the right and bring your left hand behind your head so that you take the right ear with the left hand. Bring the left elbow forwards, and as you exhale, lift the head with the arm, keeping the face turned to right. And see how it is to do this movement on the other side now. Is there a difference? Is this side easier or less easy? Can you feel the muscles all along one side of your spine being invited to lengthen as you lift the head with it turned? Mm-hmm. So anything in your chest that could soften and do less? And bring your arm down. Rest a moment. Lengthen your legs if you like. As you breathe, does your back change contact with the floor? Do you breathe with your back as well as your front? How are your shoulders lying? As you breathe, can you sense your sternum running down the middle of your chest and the distance from it inside to your spine at the back? Does that distance change as you breathe? Gently bend the legs up again, stand the feet on the floor, interlace both hands and put them behind your head. And as you exhale, bring the elbows forward and lift the head and lower it again a couple of times and see how that feels. Is it becoming smoother? Is your head lifting more lightly? Are you more aware of the middle and lower back? Do they come closer to the floor as you lift the head? Make a few more movements and think of your elbows. Each time you lift the head, your right elbow gets a bit closer to your right knee and your left elbow gets a bit closer to your left knee at the same time. More or less. And sense the direction of your sternum down the front of your chest when your head is lifting. Can you feel how the sternum sinks and the end of it kind of goes behind your belly button towards your sacrum and the floor? And now, if you, next time you lifted your head, if you directed your left elbow to your right knee, notice how that changes the direction the sternum points. And how is that? Can you feel how you lean on a different part of your back when you bring the left elbow in the direction of the right knee? And now change and bring the right elbow in the direction of the left knee a few times. Now can you feel the sternum heads the other way, towards the other hip? Is there a difference? Do you roll across your back in a similar or different sort of way? If you notice yourself speeding up, just catch yourself doing that and take a breath, let yourself move with enough time to feel the subtle sensations, the subtle changes of contact. Just what's easy. That's it. And then a couple of last times, both elbows to both knees. That's it. Can be quite hard work for the belly muscles. Leave it and rest. And as you rest, what do you notice? Maybe lengthen your legs if that's comfy. Compare how they are lying now with how they were lying when we started. How's the pelvis lying? Your back, your shoulders, the weight of your head. Is your sense of your spine a little clearer? Is your sense of volume in your chest a little clearer? How do the arms lie? Is there more of your back lying on the floor? Is your head as heavy or lighter? Just like we did in the very beginning, try lifting your head a tiny bit and putting it down again. Does it lift in the same way, or are you lifting it in a different way, or is it lighter? And then leave that. And roll to your side and come up through sitting to standing. And when you're on your feet, what's the first thing you notice? Perhaps you feel heavier or taller or some other difference. What is it? Let your eyes open and walk around a little bit and allow whatever you're feeling to integrate as you walk.